Secretary of State Colin Powell traveled to Damascus today for talks with Syria's President Bashar Assad. Earlier, Powell was in Beirut trying to get the Lebanese government to stop Hezbollah rocket attacks into northern Israel. Since Israel's invasion of the West Bank more than 2 weeks ago, Lebanese guerrillas have launched almost daily attacks on Israeli positions in a disputed border region, raising fears of a widening regional conflict. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Analysts here have few expectations for Powell's visit. The Secretary of State is believed to want a commitment from Lebanon and Syria to rein in Hezbollah attacks on Israeli military positions in the disputed Sheba Farms area near the Golan Heights. Israel has exchanged fire with Hezbollah guerrillas along the border and has threatened wider retaliation against the Iranian-backed Shiite group, as well as against Hezbollah's other sponsor, Syria. The U.S. fears that an escalation along the border could further destabilize the region. But Ziad Haidar, Damascus bureau chief for Lebanon's Es-Safir newspaper, says that despite the risks, Syria will continue to support Hezbollah's actions because it wants America to pay more attention to the region.
They want the Americans to do more. They want them to look to the region again and see that this is, can really get out of hand and can cause a lot of troubles, not only to the region, but to the Israelis and to the Americans.
Iran's foreign minister recently visited Lebanon and Syria and called for restraint along the Lebanon-Israel border to deter, as he said, an Israeli attempt to widen the conflict. But the next day, guerrillas carried out yet another attack. With few other means of pressuring Israel, analysts here say Syria is unlikely to fully curb Hezbollah until it gets what it wants. And Ziad Haidar says the Syrians will make clear to Powell their long-standing position.
The Syrians want the Israelis to, you know, pull out till the 1967 so-called borders. This will put an end to the conflict.
Haidar says that Syria will press for U.S. backing of a recently endorsed Arab peace plan that calls for normal relations with Israel in exchange for its withdrawal from all Arab lands occupied in the 1967 war. But while the Syrian government may be pushing for a comprehensive peace settlement, few of its citizens are in the mood for peace. Powell arrives at a time when Arab anger is at an all-time high as a result of Israel's military actions against Palestinians in the West Bank. Many, like 54-year-old Syrian protester Amina Kailani, say they've never felt so hopeless.
I'm grown up and my children are grown up. All of us are ready to go and bomb ourselves because we hate Sharon and his policy.
Anti-Israeli protests have been held in Damascus every night since Israel's onslaught began. Many demonstrators say they oppose the Powell visit. Microsoft programmer Kamal Jawad says Powell should be focusing all of his energies on the Palestinian issue.
A lot of people at this moment, they are dying in Palestine. They have to stop the main problems. The main problems now is in Israel, it's not in Syria.
Others say he's not welcome here because America is no longer viewed as an honest broker in the Middle East. They point to Israel's use of American planes and helicopters in its attacks on Palestinian towns and the fact that the U.S., in their view, has exerted no pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to end Israel's siege of West Bank towns. America's policies are not generating just one Osama bin Laden, says office worker Jamal Eddin, but 10,000 bin Ladens. Most Syrians, like retired professor Sadek al-Azam, believe that Sharon's unchecked policies are hurting American interests in the region.
Those, including myself, who follow, have followed for a long time, you know, American policy, have written on it, I never felt more confused about American policy than at this moment, as exactly what is Bush up to.
Syrians say that at the very least, they hope Powell will leave Damascus with a sense of how critical it is for America to play a more balanced role in the current crisis. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.